Hi everyone, and welcome to Filmmaking Life podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Filmmaking Life podcast, the show where we explore the lives and work on the most creative and inspiring filmmakers of our time. I'm your host, Nick, and in today's episode is one of I've been eagerly waiting for. I'm thrilled to bring on board one of my good friends and the only one, Neoliptus. He is not only a master of VFX skills that will leave you speechless, but he is also true inspiration to all of us with his down-to-earth attitude and big dreams. Get ready to be blown away by his hard work and dedication to his craft as we delve into the creative mind of one of the most exciting artists on our social media time. So sit back, relax, and join us for an incredible episode that you won't want to miss. Neo, it's an honor to have you on board, brother. How are you doing today?
Oh my God. First, this past year has been crazy, and this current year is more crazier. So right now, I feel just very good to talk deep with my deep friend, you, Nick.
Oh, thank you so much, man. You lately, we know each other for, let's say, a little bit, and I know you've been achieving so many things on such a short amount of time, which I'm very proud of you. That's why I wanted to bring you on this podcast and share with everybody how did you make it, what's your process and everything all around. So let me start with the first question. I know we've been traveling quite a lot lately, from like 2 weeks in Turkey, and then we got 1 month in Bali together, and I would say I learned a lot from you. But one thing that stood out to me was the ability to dream deeply. Like, you're like the deepest dreamer I've ever met. Let's say it this way. And I always wondered, like, where that does that come from?
I think it comes from so many years ago when I was in school. Everyone was telling me, Neo, you have your head in the clouds. Just wake up. And I think I kept this my entire life. So it's all about the present moment. I'm always dreaming because I'm always thinking about crazy ideas, always thinking about how the present moment can be different and how I can make a difference, but right now. So in this way, I look at the world in all the details. Like, when you travel, this is where I express the most my head in the clouds effects, because there is so many new things around me. And I remember when we were in Bali, like every hike, every restaurant, every discovering, I was speechless. I was deeply in the present moment, not talking, just looking at the things and just dreaming. So yeah, the present moment. I think the present moment is my secret.
Looking you from the outside, you were like on the clouds, but then you actually were very awake and aware of the situation where you are. So it's like you're not actually on the clouds like people says. So that's why I was very,
you're right.
Yeah, that's why I was like fascinated about, because like, you know, so many people can be like dreamers, be on clouds and be non-present all day every day, but bro, you were like focused, always working, and then at the same time you were already dreaming. I was like, these dude is like on the next level living. That's crazy.
You have no idea how I feel nostalgic just thinking about these memories. And the fun thing is, we've been to this place together, so we know exactly the feeling. And when you come back from a country, from a travel, and everyone come to you and say, hey, how was Bali, how was Turkey, there is no way to express
exactly.
It but you know.
Exactly. So let's take a step back, Neo, and for the people who doesn't really know you well, like I do, like, why Neoliptus? What's your story?
So first, there is the story of the name Neoliptus.
Let's start with
when
that.
When I was very young, I was always shooting videos. I remember it was with my PSP, like, initially, there was no camera on the PSP, but I added a camera on it. And I was shooting everything, flowers, the garden, my friends, family. And I remember that my best friends from this time, I don't know from where, but they called me Neolipthus. And I never heard this name. And then through the years, I've been traveling through many artistic directions, music, DJing. And when I started videography, I don't know why, but this name came back. And I was like, okay, let's type on Google. And I was the first result. Like, nobody is called Neolipthus on the entire planet. So I was like, okay, that's a smart choice. You just go for it. So yeah, the name Neolipthus come from that.
That's unique. That's very unique. So, but what is your like actual story? So from a young age till now?
I think the starting point was the fact that I was really bad at school. Like almost 10 years ago, I was really, really bad and really lost. And during many years at the beginning of my school, I was just a lost boy, as everyone, we all lost. And then I discovered some inspirations that literally made the difference for my entire life and for the rest of my life. I think the first one was Skrillex. And then directly after, Sam Calder. So that was literally two different worlds, the world of music and the world of content creation. And more of that content creation, there is all this mental awareness, all these inspirations. That was just the beginning of something new. And I knew it. I really felt it. So during so many years when I was really bad at school, I was really kind of sad and scared about the future and just every day waking up doing the same shit at school. I was like, there is something more. I deeply know it, but I'm just scared for the future. So I kept growing up, having these dreams that they built a vision in my head. And this vision every day went stronger, stronger. And I remember one key point of my life is like, after dreaming of like 5-6 years, I met a guy that told me, okay, you have a passion, you have a dream, and you have a clear vision. And that's enough luck to try it. So I gave myself 1 year to just try. And I had enough luxury to do it because I was living with my parents, so I don't have an apartment to pay. Or financially, I was lucky enough to just try during 1 year. And that's exactly what I did. And I think that was the key point because I started to realize that so many things can be possible that I thought was not possible. And I think that, yeah, the key point was having a vision because I always knew exactly what I want to do, but I never knew how.
It's interesting because then, so you told me like there was Sam Calder at the time and then Skrillex, right? But like, what exactly, do you remember what exactly inspired you to pursue like a career of a VFX artist?
I think as the VFX artist, it came more later. It's been only 5 years I'm doing VFX. And it's when I was already doing some after movies. I was already kind of living from videography. Doing like commercials for different brands around my city and my little village. But then I knew this artist called Edward Ovi from Ukraine, and this guy is insanely talented. Like, he loves bass music, he loves dubstep as I do, and he put a vision on it, an aesthetic vision that I really love. And I was always scared of jumping into this kind of softwares because the 3D VFX softwares look so fucking scary. But at the end of the day, if you follow each steps of a tutorial, at the end you have the same results. So I realized that, and I posted my first video on social media. It was with a Skrillex hat, and I was really hyped about. And then Skrillex liked the video. That's nothing, I know it's a fucking like, but for me, it means the world. So I was like, okay, there is a potential, there is some things to do. Like, I like this vision and people like it. So why not building something around that? And that's what I did for the last 5 years.
That means a lot, actually.
Yeah.
That really means a lot. And so after that you realized there's a lot of potential. And so what did you do next? Like, what was your thoughts and steps towards now?
I think it was living day per day. I never had a plan for the next week, the next month, or the next year. And I really admire people who have plans for the next few years. But for me, it was only, okay, it worked now, but only now. So just enjoy the process and have fun. Like when I saw the like of Skrillex, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. I can attract the attention of my biggest inspiration. So I can attract the attention of brands. I can attract the attention of different artists all around the world. So I remember the first thing I did after realizing that is I went to my student room and I was looking at all the objects and I was like, okay, what will be the next object? I will do some VFX on it because I can attract the brand. So I remember I was like porting a lot. So I saw a Jagermeister bottle and I was like, let's create something with it. So I took the bottle of Jagermeister and I did some VFX. I posted the video and then the brand replied. I was like, what the fuck? That's crazy. So I keep doing this kind of strategies and I tried as much as I can to focus on the things I really want. So for example, I worked with the brand Soundbox that create huge speakers and we did a collaboration. They sent me a speaker. So I was like a child, like, okay, you can attract everything.
No, that's actually interesting because you pointed out a very important lesson here to at the beginning for everybody who's starting out. You just have to put yourself out no matter what are the level of skills you have. It's like the vision you have and the story you want to tell, that's more important. And people often are very, like not people, but creators are often very scared to put themselves out thinking they're not enough.
Totally.
But like, it's not true. You just have to put yourself, like you said, you would never start this path if you were not able to put anything out and get noticed by Skrillex. So.
Yeah, you're right. And the thing was too, I was pretty sure about myself that I can do something different because, for example, all the tutorials at the beginning, back in the day, all the tutorials about VFX were with the same shit. Like, everyone was creating and following the tutorials with the same concept, the same idea as the tutorial. And I was like, okay, I can apply this technology, this kind of effects to everything. I can just walk in the streets and add some VFX to everything. So I was pretty confident about myself when I realized that because I was like, okay, there is some things to do on the old internet, the old world, because everyone following these tutorials and this course, they don't really look at the world in a different way. They just like this.
So yeah, it's like the most common mistakes of everybody, like not thinking out of the box. And that's what
you're
you
right.
did literally. So my next question was actually related to this topic. What really fascinated me about your VFX skills is that are really like unique, like very unique, that I honestly didn't see anyone doing it. So my question was like, how do you come up with these unique ideas?
I think it's really related to my inspirations, my kind of inspirations for my work, for my videos, and my concepts come from so many different scopes. For example, music is a huge inspiration for me. Like when I listen to dubstep or drum and bass or the music that really inspire me, I see something, I see movements, I see dynamics. For example, with melodic technos, I see colors. So I see color grading. It's kind of a translation of a style to an art to another one. When I listen to dubstep and heavy music, I see dynamics. And when I listen to movie musics, I see emotions. So I see script and story. So I try to, every time I come up with a concept, it's a mix between so many different arts that inspired me around my entire life.
Oh, wow. I never thought about this. You're opening my mind right now, leaving me a little bit speechless, because like that's very true.
I think that, yeah.
If you point it out in this way, can you tell me what was your favorite project you recently worked on that you're really proud of? And I guess on the big projects you did, you also faced some challenges. And also, what were the challenges on that project?
I think the biggest challenges I have are right now with the project I'm currently working on, which is my course.
Ooh, this project let me has add been some, in my let me head. Add some sound effect.
This project is in my head since so many years. I received so many questions of people, why are you not doing courses? How can we learn your skills? And this time has finally come to an end. I'm finally working on this course, and it's very challenging because I realized that technically I'm not very, very good, but I'm very good at following the steps that serve my vision. So this is the most exciting project I'm working on, this course, because I'm literally putting all my energy into it. Like, I'm giving all myself and this since few months. So I'm currently at like 80% of completing it. So be ready, because it's gonna be something really different. Because for example, when I was talking about the fact that everyone follow tutorials and follow exactly the tutorial, that's what I don't want people to do with my course. I want people to literally see, I want it to be an imagination tutorial with technical aspects. I want them to just be like, okay, I have some brain explosion about the fact that I can do crazy ideas and create crazy concepts with the power of the tools and the explanation of how to use the tools in my course.
Very interesting approach of this process. So I'm curious to know now, Neo, like, what is your purpose making? I know there's a lot of creators having different purpose, making their own arts and showing them around. What is yours? Like, what is your motto? What is your purpose making these videos? What is the mindset behind it?
I love this question, because purpose means so much. I think that a purpose is for life, for the entire life. And I think it takes so much year to just realize what's our purpose. And I'm currently reading a book called One Thing, which allow you to focus on one thing in so many aspects of your life. And for example, if you don't know what to do right now, you have to think in a different order. For example, what's the purpose of your life? You have an answer, and then what's the purpose of the next 10 years? What's the purpose of the year, of the day, of right now? And that's how you can know what I need to do right now to serve my big purpose. And for me, my deep purpose is very simple: to inspire people. Because I knew how it changed myself, how I would not be who I am right now if I wasn't inspired. So I just want to have people around me inspired by my vision, my art, and yeah, inspire people. That's the most amazing feeling ever.
I can definitely tell, Neo, from the video, our video call, how happy you are talking about this, which really makes me happy. I'm really sure that so you inspired so many people, because you inspired me as well. Like, every time I watch your videos, it's like...
Tutto bene, brother.
Très bien, très bien. Our French is getting better. But you really inspired me as well. The way of looking things. I mean, not just your art, but your being human, thinking differently, acting differently, like, than ordinary, is what really inspires me the most. And I wish many people knew this aspect of you, Neo, than your art. So I hope this podcast shows a little bit of yourself more than your art, because that's also very
very, this is really amazing. And And the most amazing part is the most powerful inspirations come from the friends, the people you know. Because on social media, you can be inspired, but you don't know them. And you have no idea how it changed me to just see your journey, Nick, and to see the journey of people that I know personally. And that's just another level. So I really, really appreciate what you said. And I think it's really important for everyone who listens to this that we need to surround yourself with dreamers, to surround yourself with people that represent your vision and inspire you.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. I cannot say something bad, but hell yeah. Let's put it in this way. Neil, I know me being in the first place a filmmaker, and you being a filmmaker, and we challenge so many different projects, so many ups and downs. And at one point in our career, we started facing burnout. Does this ever happen to you? And what is your opinion about it? And what is your, like, how to overcome this? Because I'm pretty sure at some point of career, everybody does face this.
I think there is a different way of living when you pursue a career as we do, and when you follow a kind of classic job, classic life, without judging that. I know that so many people feel very good in their comfort zone, in that kind of routine, and that's not a bad thing. That's an amazing thing to just know what you do. So that said, I just want to say that when you follow our career, our life, you live in the extremes. I feel alive in the extremes. So sometimes I'm 200% in the professional life. Like, I don't have personal life. I just focus on my work, create videos. I don't see anybody. It's very extreme. But this is where the magic happens. And sometimes I don't do work. I don't do anything. I'm just having fun with my friends, see my family, and I feel alive. But when I'm in the middle, I feel like I don't have personal life, and I feel like I don't have professional life, because I feel alive in the extremes. So the up and down are part of it. And I think it's very unpredictable. Like, sometime during many days, you're like, wow, everything works fine. Everything is perfect. Oh my God, that's so perfect. And then the next day, nothing works, and you're like, okay, this will be like this for the rest of my life. You really feel like this. So I think that we need to embrace and appreciate every aspect of our life, the up and the downs. Honestly, sometimes, especially when I travel alone, when I'm alone in the hotel, like, nobody is here to me, I feel very, very alone. But I feel so many inspirations from the fact that I'm alone. Like, there is something amazing to capture and to understand in the down too. I feel alive in the up, I feel alive in the downs, but in a different way.
The reason I ask you this question is when we met in person, every time you remind me how grateful we have to be for the things we achieved. And that's one thing that I really loved from you as a human, is like, you constantly remind yourself and everybody around you how people should be more grateful for the things. I know it sounds cliche, it is cliche, but it is not, because then you remind me, Nick, stop down, stop for a second thinking, overthinking, and just appreciate things you achieve and you are right now. And then when you embrace this, then you can restart, reboot yourself, and then start with your career and life again.
You're right. And I think it's from the fact that I'm not a multitasker guy. I'm not a multitasker. My brain is very limited. I feel like I'm very limited.
I mean, if you think about it, if you think about we as a human, we are not made for multitasking.
You're right. Totally. So when you're kind of able to do multitask, you're not in the present moment, and you're good at so many other things, but you're not in the present moment. And sometimes you just need one person to say, hey, calm down and just appreciate the gratitude you can feel right now.
That's it. That's it. Well said. Well said. Neo, let's get a little bit technical for the people who loves nerdy stuff. I would love to know from you, what is your creative process looks like when you make these epic VFX art from A to Z?
The process starts with first elaborating the concept and the ideas. So as I said, it can come from so many ways and scopes from your artistic life. Then I shoot the video. Shooting a VFX video is like a choreography. It's a 10 second, 15 seconds video, but each steps, each microseconds is planned. So it's a choreography. You have to plan the movement of the camera very precisely, the way the actors work. So you know how it works. We did some together, so you know that. And then when you shot the video, the process is kind of simple. It's the same pipeline every time. So the way I do it is I do the 3D tracking. So I determine the surfaces, the object, and the perspective of your scene. Then I export this to my 3D software called Cinema 4D. And this is where the magic happens. This is where I think I spent so much time. It's where you can literally create everything. It's like a video game. If you have an Xbox controller, it's a video game. And this is where you make appears, smokes, sparks, stars, 3D models everywhere. Like, the possibilities are endless. So in front of so many possibilities, sometimes you're kind of paralyzed. And that's my fact. So after that, when once you have created all the 3D VFX effects, you export it to After Effects for the compositing. And this is where you just adjust the colors, the dynamics a little bit, and then you export it again to Adobe Premiere Pro. And this is where you do the editing, sound design, color grading. You can add some logos at the end, some music. And then you export it, and wait, it's not finished. The final step is AI. You just drag and drop your video to Topaz, and you can literally enhance the quality of your footage.
Don't give so many. You have to put that in masterclass. Don't give.
You're right, brother.
No, please continue. I was joking.
No. You may be right. No, you know what? It's okay. AI, everyone knows Topaz. So once you have your final video after Topaz, the creative process continues, because you have to give a story to your video. You have a concept, but you have to just find the correct words to explain to your audience or your friends or whatever see the video. What was the meaning of creating this? And I think it's a very important part, because it's the way you show your inner world. So, yeah. And sometimes we're kind of scared of expressing what was the deep meaning of creating something. So,
interesting, yeah. Interesting. Because I know I'm not a VFX artist, but I kind of guess... know how the process looks like. And I remember we were a month in Bali, and I remember you were staying all the way, all the night long, for just few seconds export of a 3D, and I was like, fuck, this guy's crazy. I was like, I'm gonna go sleep, bro. But it was funny.
Yes.
So my following question to this, Where do you think VFX is going towards, with all the AI that is growing up so quickly, that allows people to be more productive with the tools they have in a short amount of time? So where do you see this VFX AI things going on in the future?
As you just said, and you said everything, it's a tool. It will never be a creator. I mean, it can create things, but it can create story. A story takes 25 years to have Neolipteus. AI will never be able to do that. They don't have friends, they don't have everything. So my art is just the expression of 25 years of searching, of creating, of late night working, of imagination. So this is the best way to use AI as a tool. So that's an amazing tool. And I think that there is a lot to say, because for example, at the beginning, I was kind of scared. I was like, wow, it's very accurate. It's very realistic. And I think, okay, now it's photography, but okay, tomorrow it will be videography and then VFX and 3D. Yes, that's a fact, but it will never create ideas as you can do with your background. So now I'm just really, really excited about this journey and just have the opportunity to live this kind of revolution. Back in the days, it was just internet, like 20 years ago. Now it's AI. And I think the area that is the most affected in a good and in a bad way is art. So yeah, I'm just using it as a tool. For example, when my computer is too slow to render an image, I just render at a very low quality and use AI to enhance the quality. So I gain time and I can produce more videos and more concepts. This is a way to use it, but for example, the sound you're hearing right now is processed by AI. I'm not actually here.
And you got me for a second. I was like, no. What the heck is this guy talking about?
This is this is a $8 microphone.
Oh my god, you got me. I was very serious about your answer. I was like listening so straight. And then you were like, I'm not here. I'm not near. I was like, fuck off, bro. Good one.
That would be an amazing trick.
No, but to get back to you, I completely agree with you. And I often tell people, bro, whatever you are, look, the AI is just a tool. It's how you use it that will make the whole difference. And AI will never change the way you think, the way you dream about, the background you had, the skills you had. Nothing of that will change. We'll just enhance as a tool. So the way you use it, it actually determines the outcome. So don't be scared, embrace it and make things even more epic.
Yeah, I think we will live a generation of new artists. And I think the artistic aspect will be raised to a new level. Like, we will see some crazy things for the next 10 years. Exactly. Really exciting.
Speaking of new generation and the future. Now, let me rephrase this because there's nothing to do with the future. So, Neo, how do you deal the artistic aspect versus the technical aspect? Because VFX artist is very technical, but then you have to be a very big dreamer and artist to make things happen. How do you deal with the contrast?
I think this link between the technical aspect and the artistic aspect is very important and very personal. We all have a way to do it. And I feel like there is a huge potential in 3D, because for many years it was only a tool for movies. And now it's a tool to express ideas, to express imagination, not only to express an explosion or a dragon flying. So the VFX artist, the VFX world and the 3D world is very specific, because you need to be very good technically. It implies so much time spending in front of your computer. And like a gamer, you just don't look at the world outside. So the advice I would say is, you can be good technically, but you need to look at the world. You need to move, to go out of your comfort zone and to explore what is real to create good fake world. good 3D world. So yeah, that's the advice I would say.
Interesting. So Neo, with your art, with your unique art, I would say, what do you hope your audience take away from the work you do as artist? Like, what kind of impact on the industry you want to have?
I think I would like to, I want them to find inspiration, as I said, and to apply it in their own way. Like, I know that my work will touch people who are like, okay, I want to do VFX like Neolyptus, but I would be very happy if people are like, okay, I feel this, I want to paint, I want to sculpt, I want to do that, but they really, my art resonates in them. So that's my goal.
Interesting. That's a very unique way of thinking to impact people. So in this matter, let's go a little bit deeper, deeper. And it's my favorite question that I always ask, and it's a tough one. Are you ready? Okay. Name three things you wish you knew before starting the career.
Wow. Wow, I have to project myself like 10 years ago, and I just see myself in the back of the school with my backpack. And the thing I would say to me 10 years ago is, the first thing will be, everything you feel is part of the process. I won't say don't be scared, because being scared of the future was part of my story and my process. I would just said, trust it. There is something at the end of it, so trust it and keep doing what you're doing. You're good. The second thing I would say is, don't lose time with people that are not a good surrounding for you. If there is nothing that level up your life, or just makes you feel better, you don't need them. That's not a bad thing for them. You just don't need them. So think about you, and in this way you will be better for others. And I love this question. Oh my God, I would love to just be able to leave this situation and be in front of me. The third thing I would say is, I remember it took me so many years to appreciate the present moment, because I was in a very bad situation 10 years ago that I don't want to be here right now. I want to be in the future or in the past. So the advice I would say is, just be in the present moment as I am exactly right now. And I think that would change so many things in the past. If I was more in the present moment, there was many relationships and moments that I would remember today, and I just don't remember.
Interesting. So to recap for the family, the first one is embrace the fact that you're scary, so what's coming next. Don't be afraid of it, but instead embrace it and ride it. So yeah, you can go step further, stronger.
Is it just removing the questions? Because like, when you're young, you're just full of questions. And by trusting the process, you just let it go. Just keep doing.
Exactly. And then the second one is actually one of my favorite. One is, surround yourself with people that would push you to be a better person, artist-wise or as a human. And then the third one was, help me out.
The third one is...
No, I'm joking. I'm joking, obviously. The third one is, be grounded, be present in the moment, enjoy every second you're spending. That could be with anyone or in any circumstances. Like, we travel, so we have to be present in our own to remember the emotions, the things we experienced, right?
Yeah, because sometimes when you're in a bad situation, you are not in the present moment anymore. And whatever the age you have, hard times take you away.
That's very true. And that's one of the things I loved when you when I travel with you. You're always like, Nick, let's remember this present. Because I'm always thinking like, what should I do in the future? What plans do I have to do and things like that. So you always remind me that, which I'm very happy about it. So speaking of advices, what would be your number one advice to every filmmaker who wants to make the difference with their work, especially when they just started out?
I think my advices will be focused on social media. And on the two aspects of social media. The first one is stay inspired. And I think that for my part, social media literally changed my life because this is where I discovered the inspirations I have. So feel the inspiration on social media and know how it impacts your life and it impacts the person you want to be tomorrow and for the rest of your life. But be aware that you can be trapped in this world and you can just fall into the abyss of not doing anything. So be inspired, but stay in action. Be in action. Always do something. Never sleep. Never sleep. Sleep.
But never sleep team is back. Like, yo, that's a fact.
Yeah, always be in action. Be an action guy.
Interesting. I love that. Neo, so that was a very good end of this podcast. Thank you for that, buddy. I'm really glad we come to an end of the podcast. I hope we will have more chat in the future, more podcasts. But thank you so much for sharing your story today. It was very a pleasure to speak to you today. Finally,
thank you
I would
so
say,
much for just allow me.
Finally, yeah. I would say, because it's been a while, I was asking you, let's jump on a podcast, and we both didn't have time. So I really cannot make forward to see your new masterclass, of course. And thanks for being an amazing friend, first of all, and thanks for inspiring me all every day.
Oh man, this is the reason, and this is the moment I live for. Just having this kind of relationship. So Nick, thank you so much for just allowing myself to go deeper in my head, because I don't have so many opportunities to talk about all of this. So thank you for just existing. You're an amazing guy.
Of course, guys, don't forget to check out Neoliptus' work on social media and give him a follow, because I'm sure you guys get blown away by his art. And that's it, family. We've reached the end of another inspiring episode. But don't worry, the creativity doesn't have to end here. Keep dreaming big and creating awesome things. See you on the next one. Peace.